This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. One Epiphany Tuesday. First posted January 15, 2008. Isaiah 49:1-6. Redeemer of Israel, Isaiah paraphrase, listen, neighboring countries and people far away. The Lord called forth His servant, the Messiah, from the womb and named Him before His birth, see Matthew 1:20-21. God made His servant's words like a sharp sword and hid him in the shadow of His hand, like a polished arrow, hidden in His quiver. God appointed Him as His servant. In Israel God will be glorified. The servant's ministry seems futile, but he trusts in God for His reward. The Lord formed this servant in the womb and created him to be God's servant who would bring Jacob, the inheritor of the birthright, renamed Israel, his sons became heads of the 12 tribes of Israel, back to the Lord and gather Israel to Him. The Lord honors His servant and it has become His strength. The Lord declares that He is not satisfied for His servant just to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the remnant of Israel. The Lord has given His servant as a light to the nations, Gentiles, that my salvation may reach the end of the earth, Isaiah 49:6. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and His Holy One, to one despised and abhorred by the nations, the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes, and they will prostrate themselves, because of the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you, Isaiah 49:7. Commentary, the servant of the Lord is the promised Messiah, fulfilled in Jesus Christ, but the church and the people of God are also called to be His servants. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6:17, Hebrews 4:12. God's people need to know the Bible so that the Holy Spirit can call it to their minds as needed. God's people need to be polished by discipleship so that they are ready instruments for God's service. They must be born again, John 3:3-5-8, filled with the indwelling Holy Spirit so that they can be guided and empowered to serve God, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5-8, and can be assured that their service is not in vain, Isaiah 49:4. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and it has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14. Romans 8:9-11, 15-16, by whom God honors His servant, and becomes His strength, Isaiah 49:5-6. The church is the heir to the call of Israel to be God's servant and to glorify Him. Israel turned away from that call in rejecting Jesus as the Messiah, but it is still God's will for the remnant of Israel to be raised up and restored to the Lord through His servant Jesus Christ, Matthew 23:37-39, Romans 11:11-12. The Messiah was given through Israel, but His salvation is for all people who trust and obey Him. Jesus was despised and abhorred by the nations, including Israel, but kings have seen and have come to Him and prostrated themselves before Him. Beginning with the visit of the wise men to the Christ child, Matthew 2:1-11. Jesus is going to return, at the end of the world, on the day of judgment, Matthew 25:31-46, and every knee will bow before Him and every tongue will acknowledge Him as the King of kings and Lord of lords, Philippians 2:10-11. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14? Ephesians 1:13-14.